Hugh Stewart.
Where it's 10 minutes to 9, the Brekkie guys may have inadvertently stumbled across a winner this morning when they were asking Henry Dwyer about his runners, and they asked him about his runner in the first, and Henry said, "I'm scratching Elegist because I can't beat Stokesy's runner." Here's what Henry said.
"No, we're going to scratch him too. I had a look at the race last night. I'm sorry, boys. I think Stokesy's one might be too good for us. The other first starter."
"Well, hang on. Stand by. Who's that? Too good, too hard?"
"Yeah, I think so. Trials of Cranbourne have been pretty good. So I want my bloke to go to the race and win. And I'm not sure that's going to happen with Kisner, actually."
Well, there you go. He's thrown Stokesy under the bus. This is the second race at Sale, and there's been a plethora of scratching since. And there's been a tightening up of Too Good, Too Hard's price, number 16, race 2, number 16. Currently, however, still $2.70 on the fixed odds as Philip joins us. How are you, Phil?
"Yeah, good, thank you."
Gee, no pressure.
No.
What's he thinking? There's a code, isn't there, against doing that?
Well, I thought there was, but anyway, her two trials have been impressive.
All right, how impressive? Because the world's on it now.
Yeah, her first trial was really good. She let down good on an off-track at Cranbourne. Then the other day was a heavy track, but she was never off the bit and seemed to handle that. She's taken good improvement, but this is a race. She hasn't been under race conditions before. But what I've seen at home, I'm pretty happy with her.
Big spacious track kicking off at 1,200 metres, suggesting that she's not just a squib or a speedster, that there's a bit of scope there?
Yeah, definitely. I love sort of starting my horses at Sale. It's a lovely track, and I think, you know, she's definitely got scope. She's a half to a horse by train called It's a Miss that's been around the place, and I think she's a better horse.
All right, so again, because the Brekkie buys, in combination, tag-teaming with Henry Dwyer, have completely thrown you under the bus here. So let's be clear to our listeners, what are your expectations with this good thing? I mean,
if she's as good as I think she could potentially be, she should be winning this today and, you know, progressing to a midweek city meeting.
All right, there you go, listeners. $2.70 still on the fixed odds. I'm going to stare at this screen and watch it tumble, but a confident push from rival trainer and actual trainer. Race 2, number 16 at Sale today, Too Good, Too Hard. You got one or two others today, and obviously big weekend coming up, probably in two states, but you'll certainly have good runners at Morpheville.
Yeah, definitely. We've got four runners at Morpheville. Probably the best of them would be Lady of Crabilly and Flying Corrupt in the Proud Miss, and All Too Hewing in the R.A. Lee Stakes over a mile.
All right. Hey, a bit of criticism of John Allen's ride on Mr. Quickie in the Derby, maybe lost sight of the lure. What was your take on the Derby last Saturday?
Probably after we'd gone 100 metres and we got sandwiched out of it and put back to last, we were in a bit of trouble. They ran along. Johnny, I was speaking to him this morning, he said maybe he should have stuck to the rail and rode him for luck. Yeah, what can you say? It's just one of those things.
Don't think he's one of those blokes you want to overly cane for a ride. He'd be a pretty tough unit, John Allen. I reckon you'd be a bit gentle at the death knock.
Oh, exactly. Look, he knows when things don't go right. He's a great rider. It's just didn't happen, and we'll see how the horse pulls up, and we might even head north with him yet.
Yeah, when does that decision get made?
He's currently up at the farm. He'll come back to Pakenham on Monday. We'll probably give him a bit of fast work on Wednesday, going the reverse way, and make a decision after that.
All right, terrific. Good on you, Stokesy, and make sure you settle up this, get the girth strap tight and all the little one percenters today, because the world is on Too Good, Too Hard.
Okay, I'll make sure I go to the races.
just do it. Do all those one percenters, mate. Good on you, Phil. Philip Stokes there.